Craig Nance, WMBD. We visit Mondays at this time, 7:25, with Dave Johnson from Pearl. We got a lot to talk about, David, so let's get right at it. The Colonial Pipeline handles 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels through their pipelines, and they got hacked, as folks know, over the weekend. What does it mean to when ransomware happens? Is that what happened to them?
That's exactly what happened. So ransomware is where the bad guy gets into your system, encrypts all of your data so that it's no longer readable, and then they say, if you want us to unencrypt your data so that your systems will work again, you have to send us X million dollars.
How do you know, as the, in this case, Colonial Pipeline, how do you know that it's happened?
Ironically, they post something on one of the computer screens that says, hi, you've been hacked, when instructions of, you know, in order for us to unencrypt your data, it's going to cost you $2 million or $4 million or $10 million.
Right. So it just shows up on the screen, like in some movie?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Same thing happens at home, by the way. You know, if people are on sites they shouldn't be on. I mean, this ransomware happens on individual laptops and stuff.
So you get a thing, hey, we've encrypted your computer, you're not going to be able to use it, pay us $200 or whatever it is. Yeah.
You bet.
So so do companies then have to decide what to do? So they shut it down. What does that entail?
So they basically, it's almost like just pulling the plug. So they notice that some portion of their computer system, if not all of it, has been taken control of and is now encrypted. So the first thing you do is try to stop the damage, right? So you start shutting down everything. There's two pieces on this. There's information technology, which is all of your billing and customers and all of that. But there's also operational technology with the pipeline. And so what they hope is the encryption, the ransomware, doesn't spread into the operational technology, which actually controls the pipeline. So they'll shut that down kind of to get in front of the ransomware.
You know, this is not just on the pipeline. There has been stories coming out that hackers are hacking into law enforcement offices. There was one in Roxana, Illinois, which is a small town near St. Louis, and they were threatening to release sensitive data unless they got paid $6,000 of Bitcoin. So it's we're going from the high side, the U.S. pipeline, to small sides, law enforcement, to businesses. I mean, across a broad spectrum, Dave, this is a growing problem.
It is. So this is actually called ransomware as a service. So the word on the street is the people behind this, it's a group called DarkSide. They actually created the ransomware, and then either they will cause the attack or they will loan their software out to what they call affiliates, and the affiliate will launch the attack, and then they pay DarkSide X amount of money.
They're franchises.
For using their software.
franchised it.
Listen, it gets crazier than that. What? They have a website on the dark web, and they do press releases. They do things like that. They actually say that they donate some of the money to charities. So they're trying to do their own public relations.
What is going on, man?
Listen, they have online chat for the company who gets hacked. So, like in this case, the pipeline.
Yeah, Colonial.
They will actually, once they get the screen that says you've been hacked, there's an online chat session set up so they can work out the details. And then they will show them that they can, in fact, unencrypt the data. And they offer a helpline in case the company's having trouble using the encryption key. It's absolutely nuts.
That's nuts.
A couple of things. This is almost has a Robin Hood feel to it, because they think that they can just go against anything that's too big, too whatever. And the hard part for the United States is, or anyone, we think this is coming from Russia. Is it a wink, wink, nod, nod that these groups are in Russia, or could they just be independently out of Russia and just be some guy in a basement?
So they've never attacked Russia, Kazakhstan, or the Ukraine.
Mm. Okay.
That's because so they'll murder them.
Yeah.
So there's probably some affiliation there, but honestly, you kind of don't ever know until they get caught. And now that they got the FBI and that, you know, everybody else involved, it'll be interesting to watch.
Well,
part is gas shortages and gas prices
hikes are coming
East Coast.
Now, is this scary in the sense that they could do this and it's up against the line, but they may have sleeper hacks in there that could be even much more serious?
Well, I mean, they claim that they only go after companies with a lot of money. They do financial research, look at their net worth, and that's how they decide how much to charge them.
It's a crazy story, man. That is a crazy story.
It is.
The fact that they are running it so openly like a business is absolutely mind-blowing to me. That is wild. All right, we got to go, David. We got to run to news. Dave Johnson, Pearl Technologies.